Somebody in the community had an interesting shaila. They wanted to know, if you have two shuls to daven in, well, Rabbi Yehuda could probably give us a psak aloha. If you have two shuls to daven in, right? You could either daven in a shul where you're comfortable, it's a good minyan, that's where you're used to, that's where you want to daven. But about this particular shul, this is what the guy told me, they're hiring a baltfiller, a professional baltfiller, and he's not a bintura. Not a bad guy. He's not a Machal Shabbos Chas V'Shalom. He's not a, you know, inspiring. Maybe his singing is inspirational. He's not an inspirational individual. You don't look at him and go, oh, that's a guy. In fact, the Lashon the guy told me was, I don't know if I would eat by this guy, meaning I don't even know if his standards are mine and kashrus would be the same level that I am. But anyway, Shemesh Shabbos, baltfiller. The other shul that you're affiliated with, you don't like davening there so much. It's not your crowd, it's chveis. You like it? It's not the... But they have a baltfiller that says Erlich. Unbelievable. And the Shulchan Aruch says that the baltfiller on Rosh Hashanah should be have all the milas. So how do you fear tzach halacha l'maisa in this shaila? Once we're on the topic, I brought in another shaila. Baal Tekeah is not brought down mafurish, but some of the Achronim bring also Baal Tekeah. Should be a holier individual. What happens if you have one shul, has a gewaldig, a holy Baal Tekeah, but the Baal Tefillah is gefellig? What's more important on the scale of importance? So we went through a very interesting sugya. I'll just give you the maskona, because it's late. We went through this sugya, and in order to go through the sugya properly, you have to know that we find a very interesting thing by a Baal Tefillah. It used to be, at least. It's Kepaskin in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Nun Gimel, that if you have a Baal Tefillah, that one person, that one person in the shul doesn't want the shul to hire him, that's it. You remember that? Simen Nun Gimel, Sif Yutes. You can look it up in Shulchan Aruch. It's very interesting. It's very rare that you have such a halacha. One guy, imagine if that would be with a rabbi. Nobody, you'll have no rabbis. I know shuls that require a two-third membership vote for a rabbi. They could go for years. I met a guy recently. He's still looking for a rov. The shul's still looking for a rov. It's at least 5 years. I told the guy, I want you to know, when I saw you last, your beard was still black. And now it's gray. And he's still looking for a rov. So who's the rov going to be? For Yehonik Lach, for the Leviat to speak by a hesped. Vos, you need a rov. They prubber and they prubber and they're checking. And they only need two-thirds. Imagine if one guy could object. So Taka, the Mishabur brings down from the Levush, that they made a takonas akihilas to make rave because it's a problem. But that's not what I want to be aiming on. I'm being aiming on, what kind of din is that? That one guy could say, I don't want. It's pshat in that. Pella. Right? So, you should know that this is found in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Simcha brings this down, the Maril brings it down, the Trumas Hadeshim brings it down. That one individual could say, I don't like the Baal Tefillah. I don't want this Baal Tefillah. That's before he gets hired. Once he's a chazan, kavur, you can't. But in order to hire somebody, you need to get unanimous approval. Right? Where does that come from? So the Maril says, listen to this, and it's found in Rabbeinu Simcha, that the Baal Tefillah, the shatz, he's like a koyan amakriv. He's a koyan amakriv. He's being makriv the korban talmud for the tzibur. And therefore, the Baal HaKorban, he's my appointee. I can say, I don't want him to be my shliach. I don't want him to be my shliach. I'm part of this korban. I don't want him to be my shliach. And you can't be makriv a korban. Shalom midaitai. He brings down the sugyan tainis and the mamodas, where the Gemara says that they were masakin, that they should be representatives of Gans Klal Yisrael, because how could you bring a person's korban if he's not there? So that's what the Maril says. Huh? No, because once he was Mamuna, so now you can't be Mavatal Shlichas. You find that. So Bitl Shlichas is a whole sugi in Gittin. But anyway, even over there, it's not so poshut once he's Mamuna. You just need a Zayin Tovei. You need a higher level of approval. Anyway, so that's the... So the question is, does that halacha apply today? This halacha apply today? Is there any reason why it shouldn't apply today? So there's a fascinating Magen Avraham. Fascinating Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says it does not apply today. He says, why not? He says, because today we're all yotze by ourselves. We daven ourselves. The shlich tzibur is not moitzi the tzibur. And Magen Avraham holds our halacha changed. Magen Avraham brings down, you want to get a Rechaim Aleph? Somebody get a Rechaim Aleph. The first chelik. Magen Avraham says today doesn't apply. Today a yochid can't object. That means yashikoyach. That means besides for the taina of the levush that they made at Takanas Akihilas, so there shouldn't be a problem. He's saying today the job of the shliach tzibur is different than it used to be. It used to be the shliach tzibur is being made to you. It's not being made to you. So the Magen Avraham says that he can't object. A yochid can't object. Unbelievable chiddush. That's what he says here. I feel a yochid yochel akiv. Even a yochid could be makiv, right? Says the Magen Avraham. The achshav. He brings down the minute today. Dafke bismaneim. Shehoya ashatz moitzi rabim yidei chavosam betfilosai. Oz hoya yochid yochel akiv. Dei nasa shluchai. Can't become your shluch bal kochach. Mashekin hata shekulam bekim. Rak shahashatz hu oimel piyutim vay makadash u bochu. Ein kol kach peide. So the Magen Avraham is makadash that today a bal tefillah is different than it used to be. It used to be the bal tefillah, he was mighty everybody. So everybody had a right to object, to say, I don't want him. I don't want that bal tefillah. He had a right to do it. Today, it's not like that. It's a very big chiddush, but that's what the Magen Avraham says. Now, it happens to be that there's other kashas on this. Very interestingly, Rav Shlomo Klugel says, I have a bomb kash on this whole, over here in Arachayim. Says, I have a kash on this whole Shtikl Torah. How could the Maril say that the Kohen is your Shliach? The Gemara actually comes out Lamais in the Dorim and in Kedushin that the Kohen is not Shluchi Didan. The Gemara is a Shaila. Hani Kehanim, are they our Shliach or are they Shemayim Shliach? The Gemara says, no, the Kohen is not our Shliach. Why is the Kohen not our Shliach? Because you can only make a Shliach something that you could do. You can't make a Shliach something you can't do. So we can't do bring a carbon. Kol milsa diyu le'motzi ovid le'motzi ma'ashri shlich. Anything you can't do, you can't make a shlich. So Mamela, the Gemara conclusion is that the coin is not our shlich. As of Shlomo Klugel, so how could you tell me that a yochid could object? Because your shlich is not your shlich. That's his kasha. So I had a mahalach to answer this with a tshuva of Rashba. The Rashba says that the Kohen is not our shliach only for Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. But for Shechita, a Kohen is our shliach. Because Shechita k'shera bazar. A Yisrael could do Shechita. That means the Rashba is saying, the Kohen is our shliach in anything that we could do. So if that's the case, today that there's no Beis HaMikdash. And we're davening in the place of a Korban, so that's something we could do. The he's our shliach. Mele, you could be ma'akev. That would be a mahalach to answer the Rav Shlomo Kluger's kasha on the Magen Avraham. But ech sheyeh, l'chor should come out that kepeda that they used to have that the Baal Tefillah should be such a holy person is also not here today. Because he's not being mitzi. And I'll bring you another riot to this. The Maram Shik. Right? The Maram Shik. You want to get a Chuvas Maram Shik? Somebody. You know where the Chuvas Maram Shik is? Ma'amshik on your day. They should be in the corner there. Ma'amshik holds. Ma'amshik brings down a minig that they had that the Ramah brings down the minig. You know, today Aveilim daven for the Omid, right? That's the minig today. And Oval for the year, not Shabbos, they don't daven. Not Yom Tov, but during the week in Aveilim daven. Lamais, if you look in the Ramah actually brings down in Yeridea that an Oval should not daven for the Omid. Don't do Machzor Nimashik, it's okay. It's fine, I'm just quoting it, it's fine. It's not a whole stickle. The Ramah brings down that an Oval doesn't daven for the Omid because he has a Midas Hadin on him. Midas Hadin, he went through a tragedy, he went through a Torah. He shouldn't daven for the Omid at all. So today, we're only makpan on this Yom HaMiloyim. They don't put up a little Shabbos and Yom Tov during the week. Aveilim daven. Fakert. So the Ma'amshik says, you know why there's no problem for an Oval to daven today for the Omid? Because the guy's not being Mitzios. The same Morgan Avraham. So L'chaira, the need for a Shatz to be a all these milas is much less important. It's still nice, but much less important, right? But Baal Tekeya is being right to you. So Baal Tekeya is more of a svara. So Itaka found years ago a Tshuva Oila Shmuel, and he says that even though it used to be, the Iker was the Baal Tefillah. Baal Tekeya is nice, but today, Baal Tekeya is more important than the Baal Tefillah. Because the Baal Tekeya is your shliach. Ah, you're going to tell me on Rosh Hashanah the Iker Mitzvah is Shmiya, which we're going to learn about in detail this week. The Iker Mitzvah is to hear the Tekeya. It's true. But the Tekeya is also part of the Mitzvah. The Rishonim say Iker Mitzvah is the Shmiya. What's the Raya? Tekeya is also the Mitzvah. Kapos Tamarim brings a Raya. Who remembers the Raya? Kapos Tamarim says if the whole mitzvah is only Shmiya, a cotton should be able to blow. He asks for a kasha. He says, I don't understand. Why can't a cotton blow shofar? If the whole mitzvah is to hear, he's not being mighty to me. So, is a raya, the Kapos Tamarim says that the tzkiah is also a chelik in the mitzvah. So the Baal Tekeya is more your shliach than the shliach tzibu. Because the tzibu, I'm davening for myself. So come out lemaisa that it will be more important to get a Baal Tekeya with the milas according to this. That's what the Oil Shmuel holds than a Baal Tefillah. Because Baal Tekeya is more of a shliach of the tzibur than a Baal Tekeya. Now what about Megillah? Megillah l'chayr, it depends. And this would explain to me a minig I saw once in a tshuva sefer that they used to, for the whoever they used to hire to read the Megillah, they used to take a vote. And everybody had to agree. That makes sense, why? Because then you don't have the Morgan Avraham Zeitzah. Morgan Avraham says the Baal Tefillah today because we're being Yotze ourselves. Yeah, but Megillah, he's being Yotze. But I saw in this Tshuva Sefer that they only took a vote by the men. Even though the woman came to Shul, they didn't take a vote from the woman. Said, ah, Pshat is because the woman just needs Shmir. The Bahag holds that a woman doesn't have to lean. She just has to hear it. So they're not being Yotze with Shemir Koine. So it could be they held that for that you don't need a vote. You don't need Shlichas. You only need Shlichas if you need Kriya. If being Yotze with Shemir, a woman then the Taka don't need. So anyway, Halacha L'maisa, I would say that the Avadi should look for a great Baal Tefillah. But L'maisa, if the shul that you daven in and you could be Mechaven best doesn't have a Baal Tefillah with all the milas, you don't have to go to a different shul because they have a Baal Tefillah with more milas. Because since you're anyway not being Yotze with him, you don't have to be mad.